How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, good morning.
Good morning or whatever time of the day or night you're listening to us.
Tom, are you on the floor?
Yes, because I should start with this. Apparently last week, I sounded like I was recording it in a public toilet.
And which of course you were.
Which of course I was. I was rumbled. There's eagle-eared listeners. No, I was in a place with bouncy walls, I suppose you'd say.
A bouncy castle.
It was a bouncy castle. Again, not a great place to record a podcast, it turns out.
No, but you know, you've got to get your fun where you can get it.
Mm. And all I'll say is Velcro shoes are a godsend. Oh, I was on my headphones too, that's why. Emma's just said I was on my headphones too, that's why. Yes, I was on my...
headphones in a public toilet next to a bouncy castle.
Look, you've got to get your fun somehow. So this week, I'm on the floor of what was Auntie Pearl's room, and she was staying here.
But has Auntie Pearl left now? She's back to Australia?
She's back to Australia, Suze, yes.
Did she have a nice trip?
She had a great trip.
Did she like your house?
She liked the house. She got to do the things she wanted to do. She saw a lot of the people she wanted to see. I think all in all, it was a tremendous time. So she had a nice time.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
And what are you doing today?
Well, today I have got a couple of meetings in town.
Sure.
And then I'm going to come back home because I don't know about anybody else, but I do get quite tired. Is it an iron thing? Am I anemic maybe, Suze?
I don't know.
Do you ever get like that though? I get quite tired legs.
Tired legs, yeah.
And sit down.
Well, I just get a bit tired of the world, I think.
There's that as well. World weary, of course.
World weary.
Mm.
There's, oh, I don't remember. It's in, oh, I'm going to sound like such a Philistine now.
No.
But there, I think it's a European country. There's a place where you can sort of say, I've had enough socializing. Like I'm full.
It'll be Germany, won't it?
Probably. Like this is, I've had plenty and I really understand
that. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like, yes, we should be able to do that. But I mean, I say that I feel quite bad actually, Suze, because I wasn't able to socialise with you guys at Brighton Pride at the weekend, which looked like it was a wonderful time.
Do you know what? It was really great fun.
Was it?
With some great friends who you know.
Who I know.
You know so well. It was such fun. We went and got brunch. We had mimosas. No, what's it called?
You're very good at... Oh, a Bellini?
Was it mimosa? Yeah. No, a Bellini maybe. Yeah, well, you know the one. The booze and the orange.
You guys are very good at booking on what is a very busy day in Brighton. You've managed to book a very central brunch spot. I'm always impressed.
Well, yes, of course. That's my wife. You've got to remember.
Ah, I see. She's very good.
We had to pre-order brunch.
And then, you know,
it was the whole thing. It was the whole thing. Oh, get this, Tom.
What?
Boho Gelato, which is a very nice ice cream shop.
Oh, I was going to say, don't call me that.
A very nice ice cream shop in the Lanes in Brighton had, they'd made an ice cream in my name.
Oh, Susie, that's huge.
A Susie Truffle.
Oh, that's great.
It was
great
a chocolate truffle name. Ice cream. It was very
Suze,
good.
Suze, that's brilliant.
So we all went and had, I made everyone eat my ice cream, which isn't a euphemism. And then we went home. Alice encouraged us all to eat again because, you know, she's so sensible.
She's very sensible like that. What was that meal? Was that a pizza?
Of course it was, Tom. It was pizzas bang in the oven, wasn't it? Pizzas
very good
with some hummus and olives.
Oh, what a lovely little little, not aperitif, what would we say, crudité?
Crudité. Then to the park, to Preston Park.
For the main event.
For the main event. Saw your friend and mine, Darren Styles. That was lots of fun.
Great.
We saw Sophie Ellis Bexter. She's very good. I've seen her a couple of times at festivals very this good. Year, and she really puts on a show.
She really does, you know.
I really like her.
I know she's got a big following in America now, but...
does she because of murder? Because of Saltburn?
Saltburn, yes. Which actually is something... Well, that's something else. But, the
has that cleared up yet?
Yeah, well, you know, nothing's as easy as it seems. But the
so silly.
She's always put on a good show. Always worked
and
hard.
So nice.
Mm.
I've met her a few times. Really nice. Really, really nice person. Then we went and found, I suppose you'd call it a guilty pleasures disco. I was voguing, sure. Of course I was. And then, of course, the main event, Girls Aloud.
And were they good?
Do you know what? They really were, yeah.
What was their last song? What did they finish on?
Well, The Promise.
The Promise.
You're going to make me love you. Nothing
oh, else. Suits.
You know that one. Cruel. But they went off and they hadn't done it. And then people started chanting Promise. And then I would say they left it slightly too long. They clearly had a big costume change. And
was it worth it? Was it a great
so everyone
costume?
Walked. Everyone was walking towards the doors. And then it went bam, ba-dum, ba-dum. And the lights went massive. And everyone just turned around and ran back to the stage. So that was actually really fun. Yeah, it was really fun.
So that means some different people might have made it to the front at that point, presumably, which is quite nice, I think.
That is quite nice. And so that was very fun. And then... Of course, there was briefly talk. We should go on somewhere. We should go on somewhere. And we didn't go on anywhere. Tom, we went back to my house. We opened some wine. We got in our pajamas.
That's better. Much better.
Much better.
It's never a good idea. What would you do? Queue up at Legends or something?
Exactly. Oh, that's
no,
the thing.
Thank no, thank you.
No, thank you. But yes, it was lovely. But you were, of course, missed.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
Well, always.
Well,
longed for, in fact.
Longed for. Oh,
now, did you go for lunch with the man that does etiquette?
With William Hansen, I did.
I saw this on Instagram. He's an etiquette expert.
Yes, that's right.
Gosh.
And so you can imagine it was quite the meeting of worlds. And we had an absolutely delightful time. I have met him before and communicated before. And it was just very nice just to sit there and have a nice chat with.
Now, how does one become an etiquette expert?
Oh, I don't know. I think he just, got into it, and I think he sort of made it his thing to talk about on. I think all around the world, actually, he's sort of done lots of things about.
Oh, I bet Americans love it, don't you?
I think Americans like it. I think also he's worked. Well, I think he's worked all over. He's a very interesting man, and a very kind man, very nice man, and so it did feel like a very lovely time. Actually, I felt
did
very.
Feel like you were going to get something wrong, though? Were you going to use the wrong spoon or something?
Well, I like to think I'm pretty up on my table manners.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I know. It surprised people. But there was a moment when I really was struggling to get a piece of lettuce in my gob and was sort of slightly trembling and the lettuce leaf was slightly too big. But
that's tricky.
It was a little tricky, but that aside, it was
a lovely time.
It was a lovely time, really. Yeah, lovely time. So that was you know, and I sort of what I do think is that it sort of represents a sort of way of being that is kind of mindful of other people, and I think that's a good way to be, isn't it, etiquette?
So. Oh, Tom, I mean, given what's happening in the press at the moment, I think we should all encourage everyone to be mindful of other people.
Well, that's
I think
exactly
people
what I meant.
Have totally forgotten.
I think that's exactly what I meant.
Extend kindness. Mm. Well, you were missed, but I'm pleased you had a lovely time.
Well, Suze, thank you for that. Susie, I went to see on Friday night A Chorus Line.
Oh, I hope I get it. God, I hope I get it. Suze, I really need this job.
Yeah, well, Suze.
So where was it? Tell me everything.
London Sadler's Wells.
Oh, a great space, actually.
A lovely space. A lovely space.
What is a Sadler? Sadler's Wells? What where does
and
that come
do
from?
Why do they need to have a well? I don't know. I've not seen a Sadler there on all the times I've been there.
Mm.
And I've been there maybe 3 or 4 times.
Well, you'd think that one would have cropped up by now.
Exactly. Well, there's a very nice pub next door called the Shakespeare, which looks kind of 1970s, but is very charming. We didn't get to go there this time, but I have been in there in the past, and it all sort of looks like a real old-fashioned boozer. That was there. But we didn't go there. We went into the show. Apparently, I was laughing a lot that people were turning around. But I just think...
be a good audience member.
Do you know what I mean?
Give.
I just think if people are giving something on stage, you've got to, you know, you should meet. I mean, you don't have to go wild. I wasn't shouting at the stage and talking. I was just laughing at their joke. There were funny moments in it.
Yeah, of course.
I just thought it's so funny. And such a so many funny moments. Everyone in it was brilliant. And it was great. It was just a lovely night at the theatre.
At the theatre. Well, I'm going to the theatre tonight to see Stella and Kathy Solve a Murder.
Kathy and Stella's Solve a Murder, yes.
Sorry, is it the other way around? Kathy and Stella. Did I say Stella and Kathy?
It's the same gist, isn't it?
Oh, you get the gist. It's not going to be a different show, is it? That would be a big surprise.
And you're doing a talk après?
I think a short 25-minute thing where I'm interviewing your friend and mine, John Britton.
That would be great.
And some of the creative team.
Brilliant. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yes, I can't wait.
It'll be really, really fun. It was a really fun show as well. That was really fun.
Well, you know, you're sort of the man about town with the theatre now, aren't you?
Well, that's only thanks to Alf. You know, like you say, Alice books the restaurants, Alf books the tickets.
Yes, he's into the theatre, isn't he?
Yeah, he went to see something beforehand as well. He went to see Mean Girls. So,
what did he think of Mean Girls?
I think he liked it a lot, yeah. He said there was some, they devolved it a bit, but from the film.
But, yes. But was it Fetch?
What was it what?
Fetch.
Oh, is that what people say?
Fetch is a thing in Mean Girls when they say, oh, that's so fetch.
Have you never seen it? No, I don't know why.
Can you please tell Alfie that I said to you, was it fetch? And you said, you don't know what that means.
I don't know what, I'm sorry.
Because he will really laugh.
Everyone listening probably has seen it as well. I don't know why it's a gap in my knowledge.
Yeah, because it's quite gay. Like, yeah, it's not, but you know, it kind of is. You know, it's really camp.
Yeah.
And it's written by Tina Fey, who you love.
Yeah, I know.
Tom, what's wrong with you? What have you done?
I know, I don't know why there's this gap in my knowledge, but sometimes that's the way of it. You can't know, you can't see everything, can you?
You can't be all the things, can you?
You can't be all the things all the time.
You can't be all the things all the time. It's like, I've never seen Seven. That was a film we talked about this weekend. Have you seen Seven? Apparently it's a very good horror film. See, there's just gaps in the knowledge. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. What's the one where someone has to chop off their arm? Saw?
Oh, they're horrible films, Tom. They are not for you. No etiquette at all.
No etiquette there. Don't like any sort of...
gruesomeness.
I don't like gruesomeness.
No.
People will laugh. I don't like anything like that. Now, what's that one, Gangs of London, people seem to enjoy?
That was too gruesome for me. Yeah, it was too violent for me. Alice watched it. She really enjoyed it, but she had to watch it when I wasn't in. I mean, I didn't put that rule in. She just decided to watch it when I wasn't there.
Peaky Blinders is a bit like it?
Yes, I think so. But Helen McCrory's in that, and apparently she's incredible.
Well, I'm sure.
But yes. We're not good with gore.
But I am good at watching Downton Abbey, it turns out.
Very good. I can't believe you went back to Highclere with the mums.
Well, Alfie realised that we hadn't taken our mums there when we went the other week. And so we went back.
Such good boys.
Such good gays.
Such a blessing to have a gay son.
Such a blessing, isn't it? I know. Such lucky mums to have such wonderful gay sons. And we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little walk around the garden.
Yes.
A little bite to eat. And then went into the house. And it was nice to go a second time because you don't feel the need to read the cards. You just enjoy being in the rooms.
Now, did you... Is it like a thing like, oh, this is where we shot this thing? Or is it like, this is the history of the actual house?
Bit of both.
Yeah, nice. I like that. And cafe, what are we talking? What sort of things do they have?
Glad you asked, Suze. Several eatery options.
Oh, wow. Several.
There's an afternoon tea.
Lovely.
Which you can have in, or you can get as a box to take into the garden.
Oh, that's nice.
Or there is a more casual sort of eatery where you can...
Like a harvester?
Not as elaborate as a harvester, I'd say, Susie. Although salad was available. No, there was salad. It was pre-boxed salad. Sure. It wasn't a harvester salad. And then there is a little cocktail bar, which I like, where they play a little bit of jazz.
There wasn't a saxophonist, was there?
No way. Not live. I couldn't have had that. Not at Downton Abbey. I would have found it.
Not with your mum.
Not with mother there.
Not with mother?
Not a saxophone. Thank you. Put it away. No one wants to see that. Stop playing with it. Exactly.
Well, I'm pleased you had such a lovely time. Charming indeed. Time.
It was a charming time, Susan, I have to say. Charming. You've got to do these things, haven't you? You've got to do these things.
Oh, you've got to make your fun.
You've got to make your fun where you can. Go out.
You really have to.
Do nice things. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Should we do some emails from our friends?
We've got some lovely emails, haven't we, Susie?
We really do.
Dear Susie and Tom, just had to email after seeing Susie at the Brandy Carlisle show last week. Rather sitting in front of her and being so bold as to say hi when her friend drew attention to her. This is the anxiety part of this email. For brackets, for you are an anxiety podcast. We are an Edwardian anxiety podcast.
We are indeed.
We are indeed the world's first, I think. As I'm not normally so brave and have since been worrying that it was incredibly rude and should have kept my mouth shut in such a scenario. Emoji of the person with their hand in front of their face.
Also, face plant, anxiety, I think people call that.
What do they call it? Eggplant?
A face plant.
Oh.
Like that.
Also, the anxiety bit is I am writing this at gone midnight as I couldn't get to sleep as my brain kept trying to write out this email. So glad you managed to get a ticket in the end. This was probably the gayest room I've been in for quite some time. Delightful. Anyway, back to Brandy. I went to the gig, sounds like an evening with me, Brandy. I went to the gig with my friend who I've known for over 15 years because of Brandy's music. We met when Brandy used to play more shows here. And we, along with her now partner and other Brandy fans we met at shows, ended up going on road trips across the country for her shows and even went to Switzerland too, bloody expensive. Before I met her, she'd also been to shows in the US and Australia too. So I guess we like her music a lot, smiley emoji. It's been so long since she played here that when she announced this gig, we had to be there. It was actually quite surreal seeing her again after all this time. I actually got to know Brandy's music due to my girlfriend at the time. And when we split up, I was not sure that I would be able to continue listening to her music. I often have to control, alt, delete artists from my music library. That have strong associations from past heartache. But luckily with time and because of this friendship, we've been able to transcend that and get a more positive continued association with Brandy's music. Rather than nuke it completely, I visit them, brackets her partner and their kids, every year to hang out, brackets they live up north. And it's great to have made such great friends through music. Let's hope she does indeed visit these shores more often so we can make a few more gig memories together with my Brandy gig buddies. Brackets, also maybe the tickets won't be quite so panic attack inducing expensive to procure. My first Brandy gig ticket was £10. Anyway, that's my BC life story. Thanks for
Brandy Carlisle.
Fine.
Not before Christ.
I was like, how old is this person? How old is Brandy Carlisle? Thanks for always making me smile and laugh out loud in public when I listen to my lunchtime walks. Bye bye, 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 bye. Danielle.
Hello, Danielle.
Hello again, Danielle, it sounds. You've met before. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. So I don't know if I mentioned this on the pod, but my friend Track really embarrassed me at the Brandy Carlisle concert by going, "Oh my God, are you Susie Ruffle?" Because she loves to embarrass me. And then I got cross with her, to be honest. It's fine now. I just felt very embarrassed at the time. But she did that. And then that meant maybe some people might have known me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a crowd that would be aware of me to some degree. Sure. But it was very nice, actually. Everyone that said hello, please don't feel like you shouldn't have said hello to me. It made the night even more special when people said nice things about this podcast. And of course, I told them the truth about you.
Susie, why must you in slander campaign?
But yeah, Brandy Carlisle's really good. This is an Edwardian anxiety Brandy Carlisle podcast.
Would we say Stan podcast?
Stan, what does that come from? Do you know what's the etymology, please?
I took a long time to work this out. Apparently, it's to do with the Slim Shady song. Hi.
Oh.
My name is...
It's not that one. It's Stan.
Oh, is there another song called Stan?
There's a song called Stan that's about a boy called Stan who's like obsessed with Eminem.
There you go.
Oh, apparently, that makes so much sense.
Yes, I didn't understand it for a long time. And
Tom, it's so handy to have you around.
I know, I'm just great on my M&M knowledge, aren't I?
You really are. Favorite flavor?
Susie Truffle.
If I was going to have M&Ms, I would have the peanut ones, would you?
Yes, now I would. As a child, I'd have Smarties every day, but...
Every day?
Not every day. Mm.
Tom, I've got one here.
Go on, Suze.
Inspirational women in STEM. They must be talking about me. Because let me tell you, I can get this Zoom link up in under a minute now.
That's really good, Suze.
Thank you, darling. Hi, Susie and Tom. Hope you're both well. Just emailing to follow up on the email you read out from Aoife, Professor and Dean of Engineering last week, about women in engineering and STEM. I work for an educational charity, the Chartered Institute of Civil Engineering Surveyors.
Oh, yes.
CISIS, for short.
Parliament Square, I believe they are. Oh, no, that's the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, RICS.
Oh, so that must happen all the time.
I only know that because I went past it the other day and I thought, gosh, that's a nice building they've got there. But then if you've ever had a survey done, you can see why.
Yeah. And let me tell you, they won't find anything and they'll still charge you loads. And then when the rain comes, you're fucked. Let me just tell you that. As someone that bought an old house, let me tell you.
It's an interesting gig. I will say that. I don't want to have RICS coming after us, Suze, but it is an interesting job, I think, sometimes that they.
Oh, honestly.
Like, I couldn't. There's a lot of like, I couldn't get there. I wouldn't. Oh, I wasn't able to go to look at that.
Yeah, or like, for as far as I can see, there was no damp. But I'm like, well, if we're just using our eyes, I'll go off mine.
I'll go off mine.
I've got a couple.
I'll go. That's such a funny expression. I'll go off mine. I'll just go off mine.
Do you know what I mean? If we're just going to get one of those damp pokers.
Please don't call me that. Now,
look, back to women in STEM, for goodness sake.
Yes, for goodness sake, give them a moment. Yes.
We're hugely proud of the work we do, growing the number of women members we have working in civil engineering and related professions. This person has sent us a link to celebrate International Women's Day. There was a small selection of the diverse and talented membership that we agree. And one of the inspirational women featured is also now a professor, Nicola Metji, who is a recently qualified fellow of our institute and the director of the University of Birmingham National Buried Infrastructure Facility. Oh, that takes a bit of unpacking, doesn't it? National Buried Infrastructure Facility. I'd be really grateful if you could give a shout out to all the women currently working in STEM and also mention that any women in civil engineering can learn about the benefits of a CECUS. CECUS, is that how we're saying it? It's the Chartered Institute of Civil Engineering Surveys.
Oh, I thought you meant the band, the CECUS.
Yes, the CECUS. Have a look at their website. But they're saying, thanks very much. Keep up the excellent podding. Bye times 10, Matt H. I'm going to say I did share that. That email, and I'm very pleased that I did because I do want to shout out the women in STEM. I don't understand a lot of what I've just said. Have you understood any of it?
I actually went out to make a cup of tea, but that's great. No, so rude of me. Sorry.
So
don't get
rude.
Uptight. Don't get uptight, everybody. I'm only joking. I was enjoying it. No, I did understand it. Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's wonderful to have those. Not a trade body, is it? Is it a trade body or a
An institute.
An institute, like a guild. It's a nice thing.
Guild.
You can come together, get advice, share support.
Yes, love it. Love it.
Wonderful.
Now, this email is called Susie and the Mean Gaze.
Oh.
Yes, please. Hi, Susie and Tom. Firstly, thank you for the pod. It's a weekly dose of campery that really hits the spot. Oh, a weekly dose of campery. There's the title of the email, of the pod. You know what I mean. Fucking
Definitely
hell, what's wrong with
there.
Me? I would just like it all cut together over the course of this email. Oh my God. Over the course of this podcast over the last 8 years, how many times you or I have gone, oh, what the fuck is wrong with me? Oh, what? You know what I mean. What am I trying to say? Help me, help me, help me. And that's if you got to think about how much crying Emma has to cut out as well.
Yes, all the weeping.
All the weeping. I'm going to start again. People are going to love it. Hi, Susie and Tom. Firstly, thank you for the pod. It's a weekly dose of campery that really hits the spot. I often listen to it at the gym before work. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Look, before we begin, Darren wants us all to know that he's going to the gym before work.
That is impressive. How do you get up?
I just love it. Nothing helps you deadlift like a mid-90s period drama reference. And I think...
Well, thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness for us.
I guess you can listen to things like this as well when you're deadlifting.
Of course.
I think it's so serious.
Oh, you don't have to be serious. You can have a weekly dose of campery.
You can have camp in the gym. I'd love to go to a camp. Should I set up you know everyone's setting up gyms. Should I set up a camp gym?
Yeah, what would you call it?
Gym camp. Barry's boot sale. boot camp.
Is
boot
it
camp.
Just for gay men?
Camp boots. Camp boots. That's what
camp
I call
boots.
It.
Lovely. Camp boots.
No, everybody's welcome. Camp's really
everyone's
cool.
Welcome. Oh, it's broad church.
It's a broad church, yeah.
And they will have that. That's the only thing that's playing on the screens. Just broad church. Church.
Yeah, that's great.
Really that's niche.
Great. Really very niche, but
very niche.
Sweating. That's true. Yes.
The reason I'm writing is I sit here on Sunday at noon, lazily scrolling through Insta. A picture of East London mean gays comes up on my feed at their Brighton Pride. Obviously, they're all dressed in black, not a pride colour in sight. As I lazily eye-rolled at their lack of fun and colour. I couldn't help but spot an unintentional but colourful photo bomber in the side of the frame. And on closer inspection, it seems to be Susie enjoying her day at Pride. I've looked at the photo. It is me. I know exactly when that was. And I was really giving it some. That was whilst dancing to Sophie Ellis Bextor. With all the talk of mean gays recently, it made me laugh to know that like-minded friends had somehow shouldered their way into the mean gay clique. If that's not the power of pride, I don't know what it is. I hope you had a great day and look forward to more of the pod, all of the buys, and lots of love. Obviously, I've attached a picture below, and that's from Darren.
Darren, what a great photo.
Yes, very good. Very good. Me with
people,
neckerchief on and a Lucien Yak corduroyed overshirt wrapped around my waist. If anyone was unsure of whether I was a dyke, it's really ticking all the boxes.
She's doing it.
I'm doing it. Is that from
Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
I haven't seen it for so long. I can't remember if that is actually what he says, but in the phone box outside. Anyway, that is very funny. Were there, I mean, I dare say any kind of event like that will attract an element of, let's say, seemingly mean gays. They might be very nice when one gets to know them, but
of course, of course. But lots of posy gays, but you know.
Posy gays, yes.
Posy gays, that's, yeah, that's not my bag.
Whereas I tend to talk more to people who look a little bit flamboyant or a little bit like they are just being themselves.
Yes.
In quite a sort of relaxed way.
Yes, me too. Not someone that's
too confident.
Oh, no, thank you. unless they're dancing in a way that's too confident, in a way of like, I'm just being mad and fun. And then I'm like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah.
But, you know, the kind of people that wear sunglasses indoors.
Oh, no.
Not welcome.
No, thank you.
Very not welcome. Tom, I think we finished the podcast.
Well, it's been a good one. I think everyone will agree.
I think it's been a great one.
A really great one. Suze, well done you.
Well done you. And I will see you.
Yes.
Next week.
You bet.
You bet.
You better.
Do email us. We're getting some really fun emails at the moment. Let me just...
Really fun ones, actually.
Really fun ones. So let me just remind people of the email address. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. So get in touch. Let us know.
There you have it. Do let us know how you're getting on, everyone.
Let us know. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
See you next week for sure.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
All right, then bye.
Okay, bye. Bye,
bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.